This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, he's late. We said 11 o'clock.
Typical Matt. Likes to keep you guessing.
Yeah, about what? He was the one who asked for the meeting.
That's just part of his mind games. Don't give him the satisfaction of showing that it's got you rattled.
It hasn't. I just think it's incredibly rude. There really is no need to do business like this.
Then it's hard to change the habits of a lifetime.
Apparently so.
There is one good thing.
Which is?
He must be keen to get this business about the Dow House settled, or he wouldn't have asked to meet us so soon after he arrived back.
Not keen enough to turn up on time.
Oh, darling. Look, have another cup of coffee. Oh, look, one of these biscuits. They're delicious.
No, thank you. I'd like to keep my wits about me.
Well, isn't that what caffeine's for? Or would you rather move on to something a bit strong? Oh, that will be him now.
Smiles on!
Morning, Justin. Sorry I'm late.
We were a little surprised, as you were so keen to see us.
Detained elsewhere on more important business, were you?
No.
Can we offer you some coffee?
No, thanks. I won't take up any more of your valuable time than I have to. Look, I do apologise, Justin, but you know how it is.
Do I?
Well, you're a busy man yourself. I've been away for 2 weeks, lot to catch up on.
You don't have the internet on your phone.
Oh, you'd be surprised how much good old-fashioned post I had waiting for me when I got back to Grey Gables.
Well, I hope it was a successful trip.
Looking for horses, weren't you? Haven't you found enough already?
Oh, you don't hear about that. Let's get down to business.
We've been ready to do that for the last quarter of an hour.
I'll cut to the chase, then. The solicitor dealing with all this is quite happy for the Dower House to be sold.
Oh, good news at last.
I sense a but coming.
Oh, you're so astute, Justin. Yeah, I'm afraid he's not sure that a private sale would be in the beneficiary's best interest.
But I am the beneficiary, if it's okay by me.
And the sale would be to your fiancé. So he feels that muddies the issue.
He thinks you get more for it on the open market.
Exactly.
I don't care. It's a perfectly fair price, and I'm very
sweetheart,
happy
with... He's only looking out for your interests.
As a good trustee should.
As am I. How much, Matt?
If you are willing to pay 10% more than the valuation price...
10%?
I think I could persuade him to do a private sale.
You're just trying to squeeze more money out of Justin.
I'm looking after your interests.
As a good trustee should. I'm perfectly prepared to pay another 10%.
But you shouldn't have to.
No, I want us to live in this house. It'll be half yours anyway when we marry, as will all my assets.
Exactly. It's a win-win situation.
Yes, well, I'm still trying to work out how you win.
I'm just pleased I've been able to help.
Yes. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We have a deal?
Yeah, we have a deal.
Right. Meat's doing nicely. Kids won't have to wait too much longer. Just the veg and potatoes.
Great. So you got time to show me this famous kefir. Kira's decided she wants some too.
My kefir? Oh, yes, I suppose you can if you like.
Well, that's why you'd asked us round.
Do you want to get Kira?
Perhaps I'd better taste it first. You must have been making it all weekend.
I have been. The sheep's milk, goat's milk, water even.
You are keen.
Oh, well, I like experimenting. But I think this is my favourite.
What's that then?
Coconut milk. Here, have a taste.
Oh, that is delicious. Hey, you've hit the jackpot there, Mum.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I hope Tom's pleased with it.
He should be pleased with you. Looks like you've single-handedly created a whole new Bridge Farm range.
Oh, Wimmer, thank you.
I'm well impressed.
And that's not all. I'll be making face masks too.
Face masks?
For different skin types. Combination, oily, dry, acne-prone.
Wow. You might want to change the names, though.
The names?
Well, no one likes being told they've got oily skin, do they?
Oh, good point.
How about mature for dry, sensitive for spotty.
Oh, and I know. Oleaginous.
Ollie what?
Oleaginous.
What does that mean?
Oily. Oh. I'm going to take some to the party for little presents.
Right. I'm going to go and check on the kids.
Cheers.
It's very good of you to have Sunday lunch with me, Shira. Oh,
Sunday lunch at Grey Gables? What's not to like?
Well, I'm pretty short notice. I hope Alistair will forgive me.
Oh. He's on call anyway.
Well, that's good of him. A lot of vets would leave weekend calls to their junior partners.
He sort of owes Anisha a favour.
Really? But they're getting on okay?
Yes. Well, that is... Well, you know, there's always bound to be a few hiccups.
Morning,
in
Shula. Oliver. Lovely morning, isn't it?
Morning, Matt. Yes, it is.
Matt, you're back.
Yep. And hoping to get on with some more pre-purchase vetting with the lovely Anisha.
What, this weekend?
Sooner the better. So, I'd better get on. Enjoy your lunch.
Oh, that man. I dread to think what he's up to now.
Do I gather he's part of the ups and downs between Anisha and Alistair?
Yes. But she's away this weekend seeing her parents anyway, so...
But she weren't going to tell him, though.
Oh, I most certainly was not. But that's enough about me. How are you?
Oh, well, you know.
Yes, stupid question.
No, just difficult to answer.
We must miss her so much. I do, so...
Of course. Nothing much we can do about that, is there?
There's nothing else troubling you?
Nothing that matters as much.
Only I did hear you had some trouble with a card in the village shop.
Oh, that was just a mix-up. I got money just in the wrong bank.
Oh, I thought it was probably something like that.
I do need to make some difficult decisions, though. And I'd really appreciate being able to talk them over with you.
So, why'd you really ask us round for lunch?
Well, it's always nice to have family.
Nothing to do with Chris and me falling out, then. I bet he was straight round here to tell you all about it.
Not at all. Alice told me.
Did she?
She just doesn't want it to spoil their party.
Well, then needn't worry. We're not going.
Oh, Emma.
You didn't hear what he said, Mum.
Emma, look, I'm on your side about the new houses.
Are you?
Of course I am. But Christopher is in a difficult position.
Stuck between his posh in-laws and his low-life sister.
Oh, you shouldn't let Jennifer get to you. I'm very fond of her, though she's a terrible snob.
I don't care about her, but what Chris said...
He regrets. I know he does. If you go to the party, it'll give you both chance to make up.
Oh, you reckon? Surrounded by all his stuck-up friends. Do you really think he cares whether we're there or not?
Yes, he wants his family there. He's asked Tracy, for heaven's sake.
Has he?
Lovely food, free booze. You deserve a night out more than she does. Oh, look, promise me you'll think about it.
I didn't realise you'd put quite so much money into the villa.
We thought we'd be there for the rest of our lives.
Of course you did.
But now... Well, the state of the world, the economy at the moment, and...
You're not going to get your money back.
It'll buy me somewhere to live, but it won't provide an income, I'm afraid.
Well, aren't you getting that from Grey Gables?
It's just about breaking even.
Oh, really?
Well, that's good in the climate, just...
Just not good enough for you.
I'm afraid not.
I'm not quite sure what you're saying, Oliver.
I'm saying I have at least... to consider the possibility of, of selling Grey Gables.
But Grey Gables meant so much to Caroline.
I know.
Oh, Oliver, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
It's only what I've been thinking myself.
Which makes it worse. I know you wouldn't do this lightly.
If I do it at all.
No, Oliver, please don't tell me what you think I want to hear. You can talk honestly to me about this.
I hoped I could.
Of course you can. I'm really touched you felt you could confide in me. And then I say something crass like that.
It was a completely natural reaction.
Such a shock.
Of course it was. And if you don't want to discuss it anymore...
Oh, I do. If it would help you, I do.
It would. Immeasurably.
That's a good girl, Ruby. You can find it.
You haven't forgotten you're taking her to the vets tomorrow morning.
No, it's in red capital letters in my diary.
You seem to have cheered up.
Oh, fresh air always does me good.
It isn't particularly relaxing company.
Well, that's rather an understatement.
But you are okay about how we left things. You don't feel he bamboozled you?
Oh, I'd like to see him try.
So would I.
I'm perfectly happy, Lillian. Don't worry about that.
You really don't mind paying over the odds for the dance?
I don't see it like that. I'm getting the house I love for the woman I love.
Darling, you're so sweet.
As Matt so charmingly put it, it's a win-win situation.
As long as you don't feel he's getting something out of it.
Oh, I have absolutely no doubt he is.
Oh, and you don't mind?
Well, why should I? If this trip was as successful as he makes out, there's no reason for him to stick around much longer.
I suppose.
He'll be back in Costa Rica, and we'll never have to think about him again.
Of course we won't. Look, I think Ruby might actually have found her ball.
Mind you, I think Anisha would be well advised to watch her back.
I'm sorry to bother you with all this.
No, don't be silly. I'm glad you felt you could be honest with me.
Yes, but you've got worries of your own. Anisha, Alistair, Matt.
Oh, you've taken my mind off that.
So I see.
I suppose selling Grange Farm wouldn't raise enough money.
No.
Too many memories as well, I expect.
Yes. And I certainly don't want to turn the Grundys out.
Oh, no, Caroline wouldn't have wanted that.
She wouldn't have wanted me to sell Grey Gables.
She'd have understood.
I hope so. She did consider it herself a few times.
I suppose she did.
And I've been in touch with some of the hotel chains she contacted.
Already? I mean, that's very sensible of you. Is anyone interested?
Well, yes. That's another reason I wanted to talk to you.
You know much more about hotels than I do.
Well, this company seemed the best fit for us.
Good.
And they seem keen. They want to set up a meeting this week.
And you want me to be there?
It's a bigger favour than that, I'm afraid. You see, I can hardly meet their rep here.
Oh, no, I suppose you can't.
And this may all come to nothing. And until I've absolutely made up my mind, I don't want anyone else to know.
You want to meet them at the stables?
I know it's the most tremendous ask. And if it's too painful, well, I'll think of something else. But you're the only person I can trust, Sheila. Now Caroline's gone. You're the only person I've told. It absolutely has to be a secret.
You look busy.
Oh, Anisha. I wasn't sure what time you'd be in.
I've got an appointment soon. I just thought I'd check in.
Oh, thank you. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was good to see Mum and Dad.
How are things?
Not too bad, thanks. So, what are you up to?
Just looking at the quarterly accounts.
You're ahead of yourself.
I know I do have a tendency to let things slide.
Some things.
So I've been chasing those late payments you alerted me to.
You have been busy.
Well, it needed doing. And, did you have a chance to think about...
Morning, Anisha. Did you have a good weekend?
I was just asking her that.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'm afraid it's come to an end. Matt's waiting for you in the yard.
Matt is?
Yeah, he's set up a couple more pre-purchase visits.
When? He's been away and there's nothing in the book.
You know Matt, not one to let the grass grow. He came back yesterday morning, fixed them up yesterday afternoon, rang me last night.
He is keen.
Yes. He's frightening the horses, beeping his horn. That's why I came for you.
I'd better get off then. See you later.
Yes, bye. Has she decided anything?
I was just going to ask her when you came in.
Oh, sorry. But I did think I'd better tell her about Matt.
Yes. I don't think her meeting him's a very good sign.
Don't you? I do.
Really?
Well, she said she'd keep on doing this work for Matt until he introduced her to Latif, didn't she?
That's what worries me.
Why? If she's trying to get him as a client, doesn't that prove she's committed to the practice?
Might prove she's looking for a new one and is hoping he'll offer it to her.
Oh, yes, hadn't thought of that.
And since she didn't make her intentions clear this morning...
At least she came back.
Yeah, to see Matt. Makes me uneasy when she's with him.
Give her time and leave her space. That's what I'm trying to do with Oliver.
Are you regretting saying he could meet the rep from the hotel chain here?
Well, it still feels a bit like I'm betraying Caroline.
Oh, I'm sure she wouldn't think so.
Hope not. At least this way I'll be the first to know.
And have time to get used to the idea.
Mm.
Anyway, I'd better get on.
Yeah, me too.
Busy morning?
No, just routine. Justin's bringing Ruby in later. I wonder if he's got any idea what Matt's plans are.
They're hardly the best of friends.
Exactly.
So, are we still on for lunch? No, Ruby, do be quiet. There's a good girl.
Yes, Grey Gables. 1 o'clock?
Yes, that's fine. Look, I'd better go. See you later.
Looking forward to it.
Ruby, no.
I'm pleased to see you too. But there's no need to get quite so excited.
I'm sorry, she's very vocal.
Of course, she's a puppy. Just as long as she doesn't frighten the horses.
Oh, I wouldn't let her do that. I've just been talking to Latif.
Oh, right.
He was asking after Amir and Aziz, as usual.
Oh, it's nice. He still takes an interest in them.
He does. We're having lunch later. This appointment of Ruby's shouldn't take long, should it?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. But I was just thinking, why don't you meet him here first, if you've got time?
Oh, yes, I'm sure we have.
Then he can say hello to Amir and Aziz in person. Well, as you can see, they're being exercised now, so...
Oh, I'm sure he'd like that. Good idea.
Yes, he might even like to take a look round the place. Anisha would love to show off all the new equipment.
Yes, he'd be interested, if you're sure it's not too much trouble.
Oh, no, it's no trouble at all.
Bye, then!
Anisha, good, you're back.
You don't have to worry, Alistair, Matt's gone. No need to see him off the premises.
It was you I wanted to see.
I'm afraid I haven't got any good news for you.
No.
Well, I did try and pin Matt down about Latif, and he claims he's coming to another examination we're going to on Wednesday, but I don't trust Matt to actually bring him.
That doesn't matter. Latif's here.
Here? Why?
Long story, but it was all a brainwave of Shula's.
Clever old Shula.
Anyway, he and Justin are with Amir and Aziz now. Let me introduce you.
She's doing very well, isn't she?
Looks like she's got him eating out of her hand. How did you engineer it that she ended up showing the horses?
I didn't have to. She asked such intelligent questions about their breeding. He didn't want to talk to anyone else.
That was brave.
You could see Justin thought so.
It's such a closed world. I wouldn't risk it. By the way, what's happened to Ruby?
We gave her to Denise to look after. It was like watching two old friends.
You've managed this so well. Thank you, love.
Anisha's the star of the show. I hope you're happy with your horses, Mr. Hussein.
Latif, please.
Oh,
I've never seen them look better.
I'm always telling Latif this is easily the best stable I've livered at.
Oh, thank you.
Amir and Aziz certainly seem very comfortable with Anisha.
I think we all are.
Well, Shula does all the hard work. I just pat them occasionally.
You're too modest. With your expertise, I'm surprised you didn't think of looking for work near Newmarket.
Well, you're very kind, but I am just starting out. I wanted to work with someone with experience. Alistair's been a vet for a very long time.
Well, this young lady's brought us firmly into the 21st century.
Yes, you've made a lot of improvements, haven't you, since Anisha came?
Yes. If you've got time, Latif, maybe you'd like her to show you round.
I'd like that very much, if that's all right with you, Justin.
Yes, you go ahead. I really ought to rescue that poor girl from Ruby.
I'll show you where to find her.
Right, Latif, if you'd like to follow me.
This is very impressive. You've clearly done a thorough job with the wall padding.
We thought if we're going to have a knockdown room, we need to do the job right. Same with the X-ray equipment.
It's a sizeable investment. Are you getting the use out of it you expected?
Yes, thanks to Anisha's new contacts.
We're gaining a reputation as the place to come if your horse needs a tricky operation. Unless it's something that needs a referral, of course.
Quite.
We did one on Friday, didn't we, Alistair?
It was all down to Anisha that we got that work.
Removal of a fractured splint bone from a hind leg.
And the owner didn't send the horse to a specialist hospital?
He couldn't afford it. I said I was prepared to go ahead as long as he understood the risks.
Of course. And it was you who operated?
It was. And Alistair looked after the anaesthetic.
And all went well?
Pretty well. Removing the fractured bone wasn't that easy, and it took a bit longer than planned. Fortunately, Alistair was on hand to top up her anaesthetic, and thankfully it didn't affect her recovery.
But it was all okay in the end?
Yes. All the fragments were removed. We work pretty well as a team with our different clinical backgrounds.
So it seems.
Wouldn't you agree, Anisha?
Yeah.
Well, I've been very impressed by what I've seen.
Thank you.
So I'd like to offer you some work at my stables in North Borsetshire.
That's great. We'd be very happy to take it on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'd expect you, Anisha, to take the lead on this. But with Alistair as useful backup,
Are you happy with that?
Yes, of course.
Alistair?
Yes, fine. Anisha's way more qualified than I am for the kind of work you're talking about.
I've got the expertise, he's got the experience.
Exactly.
Good. We have a deal. Now, I better find Justin. He must be getting hungry. I'll be in touch.
We look forward to it.
Well, I'd call that a result, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it is.
Just what we wanted. And nothing to do with Matt Crawford.
We? Anisha, does this mean you've decided...
We must tell Shula the good news. Come on!
Good boy. Did you like seeing him? He's very proud of you.
Talking to the horses again, Shula. And you were master of the hunt.
I've known masters who thought the horses talked back. Has Latif gone?
Yes, but not before he offered me some locum work.
Oh, Anisha, I'm so pleased for you.
So I came to thank you. You got him here.
That was easy. You did all the hard work of impressing him.
He was quite taken with Alistair, too.
It was very generous what you said about him. Well, about both of us.
All true.
But in the circumstances. I do appreciate what a terrible shock Alistair's revelation must have been to you. It was to me.
It must have been.
It took a long time for me to, well, put it in context.
Of his addiction?
That's no excuse. But he never did anything like that before, and I'm sure he'll never do anything like it again.
Are you?
As sure as I can be. I can see it's different for you.
Yes.
But whatever you decide, can I just say how much I've enjoyed you being here?
Oh, well, thank you.
And I hope whatever happens, we might stay friends.
I hope so too.
So this is where you're hiding.
Anisha told me the good news.
Yes. Oh, actually, there's something I need to do about that.
But Anisha, we hadn't finished our... Oh, not again.
So what's the state of play? Do you think she's decided to stay?
Oh, she said some really nice things about me. I just worry she can't get over me doping that horse.
You don't regret telling her?
Oh, no, no, you were right. It had to come out.
I'm glad you see it like that.
I do. In fact, thank you, Shula, for bringing me to my senses. Whatever happens, I...
Oh, sorry. I should look at this. It's from Oliver.
Right. Maybe he's changed his mind.
No. Hotel rep wants meeting tomorrow. May I bring her to stables? ?
Oh, Shula, that was quick.
Yes. Oh, well. Que sera, sera. Speaking of which, go and find Anisha. Get her to tell you what her intentions are once and for all.
Is this a good time to talk? Or are you busy?
Just sending a follow-up email to Latif.
You are keen.
Yeah, it's done. He's a busy man. I don't want us to slip his mind.
Us? Have you decided then?
Yes. I'm staying.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry I kept you in suspense, but I still wasn't quite sure.
So I gathered.
But today, when I was talking about the way we work together...
You were very generous.
To start with, I was just spinning it to impress Latif.
That's what I thought.
But it was all true. We do make a good team. I do like working here.
Well, I'm glad I haven't spoiled that for you.
It was a hard-headed business decision in the end.
Of course. I'd expect nothing less from you.
I joined the practice because I thought it could go places, and now it is.
I'm glad you think so.
Plus, I like Ambridge. It has certain advantages.
I know.
I like playing in the cricket team.
Oh, we like having you.
And I like Shula very much.
That's mutual.
I even like you.
Really?
Yeah. Just no more lies, eh? Any more skeletons in the cupboard, now's the time to bring them out.
No more skeletons. And I am incredibly grateful.
And I'm sorry me working with Matt brought all this stuff back for you.
Should have come clean in the first place. I thought I'd put it all behind me, but once Matt Crawford's got a hold over you...
Well, he doesn't anymore.
No. And that's another thing you've given me, as well as completely rejuvenating my passion for veterinary science.
Well, then my work here is done.
I hope not. Just no more pre-purchase exam appointments with the Prince of Darkness, eh?
No need. They were always a means to an end, and now we've got what we wanted, haven't we?
We have indeed.
But there's no need to tell Matt that, is there? Not just yet.
So, how did your meeting go?
Very well.
She seemed a pleasant woman.
She's very nice. And keen. She wants to look round Grey Gables.
What, now?
Yes. Well, it seems sensible that she's here already.
I suppose so.
She's just making some calls to rearrange a few appointments, and then I'll take her out there.
Right. But I thought the whole point of you meeting her here was... I mean, how are you going to smuggle her past Linda?
I've had a stroke of luck there. It's Linda's day off.
That would help, even so.
And I've explained the need for absolute discretion. It isn't the first time Marion's been in this situation.
No, I suppose not.
Our cover story is that she's visiting from a similar hotel and come to look at Grey Gables as an example of best practice.
And you're absolutely sure that this is the best option? I know what you said about Grange Farm.
I appreciate your support, Shula. Really, I do. But, well, I couldn't live with myself if I made the Grundys homeless. And besides, I've already reassured them that their position is perfectly safe.
I understand.
Oh, it looks like she's finished her calls. Will you excuse me?
I like what you've done with your entrance hall.
Thank you. Caroline, my late wife, said if guests had a good experience checking in, it set the tone for their whole visit.
She was quite right. That's why it's so important to have someone experienced on reception. Too many hotels put their junior staff there, or even temps.
Oh, well, you'd never find that at Grey Gables. It's always our most experienced staff
who... Good morning, Oliver. Can I be of assistance to you and your guest?
Linda, what are you doing here?
I work here. My little joke.
But it's your day off.
Oh, Kathy's not well, so I'm doing a bit of cover. On your day off? We all help out in times of crisis. I'm being Roy at the moment, and he's being Kathy. I see. And you are...
This is Linda Snell, one of our longest-serving and most valued members of staff.
Oliver, you're too kind.
And this is Marion. She's here to... Well, she works for...
I work for the Accomplish Hotel Group. Oh, yes. I've heard your hotels are very good. For a chain.
Linda!
No, you've put your finger on a problem, Linda. That is how people think of us. But we're working on emphasising each hotel's individuality... So I'm visiting places with a reputation for originality. To see how it's done. Something like that. Yes, you've come to the right place.
Indeed. And we really need to move...
And the right person. I'd be delighted to show you around.
Emma hasn't mentioned whether she's coming to Christopher's party, has she?
She hasn't really talked about it. Too busy getting the kids all kitted out for the new term. Can you pass me that jug of kefir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here you are. And Ed hasn't said anything.
Oh, he said it was up to Emma.
Oh, Christopher will be so hurt if she doesn't.
Families. There's always something, isn't there? Mm-hmm. It seems such a waste of energy when you think of all the other problems in the world.
Like poor Oliver. Oh, well, at least you all get to stay in Grange Farm. One worry off Emma's mind.
Off all our minds.
I just hope I got through to her. At least she liked my kefir, especially the coconut milk.
Oh, I wouldn't even know where to get that.
Oh, lots of supermarkets stock it now. Well, the big ones. Yeah, I might use blueberries for this lot. Emma liked my face masks too.
You're making face masks out of kefir?
Oh, the skin is our biggest organ, Clary. It can easily absorb the beneficial bacteria that kefir is extraordinarily rich in.
You've been on the internet again, haven't you?
I've made different masks for different skin types. Emma's come up with some really good names for them. Mature for dry, sensitive for spotty.
I wouldn't fancy plastering my face with yoghurt, whatever you called it.
You need to enter into the spirit of the thing, Clary. This is going to be such an important addition to the Bridge Farm brand.
Yeah, I know. I was there when Tom told us.
Emma reckons I've invented a whole new line already.
In fact, I was the keen one. You said it looked like brains soaked in milk.
I've changed my mind. You don't seem so keen now.
Well, why'd you say that?
Oh, that batch you've just done. It's very plain. Don't you think adding a few berries would improve it? I've got some left.
No, I don't. If you'll excuse me, I need a toilet break.
I think this is one of our most charming reception rooms.
I couldn't agree more.
So full of light and such a lovely view.
Everyone certainly seems to be enjoying themselves. What occasion is this, Oliver?
I'm afraid I don't know, but I'm sure Linda...
It's a silver wedding anniversary party. That's the happy couple by the picture window.
Oh, I think I could have picked them out even if you hadn't told me.
Oh, I know. They radiate contentment, don't they? Such a lovely thing to see.
It is. A loving marriage. It's so precious, so...
We're very proud to have this particular couple here.
Why is that?
We were the only place they considered. They came here for their honeymoon, you see.
Quite an endorsement.
But not unusual. We have a lot of that kind of return business.
That must be very satisfying for you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I really do have to take this.
Of course, you carry on.
Yes, hello?
No, what a charming woman.
Well, she obviously thinks the same about you. Thank you for being such a good guide.
Oh, I don't have to do anything, Oliver. Grey Gable shows itself off.
Well, you had to cover for me just now, and I'm sorry about that.
You don't have to apologise. This is such a difficult time for you, especially if you have, well, extra concerns.
Extra?
I hope you feel you could tell me if you...
You're very kind, Linda, but you really don't have to worry about me.
Good. I don't think I've had the opportunity to say how touched Ian, Roy and I are that Caroline remembered us in her will.
You were very special to her.
And she to us. Well, that's why we thought we'd like to buy a commemorative bench with the money. Put it by her favourite view from the terrace.
Oh, Linda, what a lovely idea.
Sorry I was so long, but I met you... Doing?
Oh, just adding a few berries to your kefir. I'm sure you'll notice the difference.
Well, when I need your help, Susan, I'll ask for it.
I'm only thinking about the good of Bridge Farm.
For the good of Bridge Farm, we need to start making some yoghurt.
But we're busy with the kefir.
I met Pat in the yard. She's had a rush order, so it's all change.
Oh, could you do me a favour, then? I've got some kefir fermenting in my kitchen.
Surprise, surprise.
I was planning to go home and check on it in my lunch break.
Pat's asked us to work through her lunch
no,
break.
No, look, I could go quickly now. You can cover for me, can't you? Oh.
That's a large gin. Mm. Was it as bad as that?
Shula, I didn't expect to see you.
Oh, someone cancelled on me and I fancied a swim.
And you came to see how I got on?
Well, yes. So how did you?
Fine. Except I felt like a complete hypocrite. Linda did such a good job of showing Grey Gables off.
Linda did? Mm. I thought it was her day off.
Kathy's ill, so she came into cover. You see, I don't deserve stuff like that.
So how did you leave things?
With Marion? Mm. Well, she said she'd get back to me with a decision as soon as she could.
That sounds promising.
Thanks to Linda. I can't believe I more or less got her to write her own P-45.
Oh, I'm sure it won't come to that.
Well, I hope not. I was very upfront about the things I'd want preserved. Furnishing, room names.
Mm, that's good.
And the staff kept on, of course. I was very clear that was a priority.
You don't have to justify yourself to me, Oliver.
I do have to justify myself to Caroline. Grey Gables was her pride and joy.
You should do what's best for you, Oliver. That's what Caroline would have wanted.
You were quick.
Oh, not quick enough. Just met Pat.
Oh, did you?
Yes. She wasn't very pleased with me.
Oh, dear. Wasn't she?
Mm. She said I needed to get my priorities right.
I see.
The kefir is an experiment. The yoghurt is our mainstay.
Well, if that's how she sees it.
You told her where I'd gone, didn't you?
I had to.
I thought you were going to cover for me.
Well, she came in to see how we were doing. I didn't know what to say. And anyway, I thought she might not mind if she knew you'd gone to look at your kefir, if it's as important as you think it is.
Mm, well, she did.
Well, it's not so important to her, then.
Apparently not. Anyway, I've got something for you.
For me?
I brought you one of my face masks to try. It might convert you.
Oleaginous.
Oleaginous.
Well, what does that mean?
Oily.
We thought we'd put it here.
Ah, she did like to sit here, didn't she?
Yes, she said it was one of her favourite views.
Yes, she'd bring a couple of chairs for us from the bar so we could watch the sunset.
Well, I ought to get back.
Are you being Roy again?
No, Kirsty. But you will be all right.
Yes, Linda, I'll be fine. No, you get back to work.
Well, if you're sure, I'll leave you in peace to answer that.
Thank you. Hello, Oliver Sterling?
Oliver, it's Marion.
Marion? I wasn't expecting to hear from you quite so quickly.
There are two reasons for that. Huh? First, I wanted to tell you I fell in love with Grey Gables on the spot. If you'd consider selling it to us, I can promise you it would be the jewel in our crown.
Well, that's very flattering and reassuring, thank you.
I'm not so certain about the reassuring. I don't want to give you false hopes.
About what?
We would be looking to make substantial changes.
I see. So nothing I wanted preserved could be written into the contract, as I suggested?
Not into the contract, no. We couldn't tie our hands like that.
That's rather disappointing.
Your wishes would be taken into consideration, and you'd be offered meaningful consultation.
Which means what, exactly?
I would do my best to put your case forward. It was Grey Gables' old-world charm that appealed to me.
But you don't have the final say?
No. I'm afraid I don't. Some things are just company policy.
Well, thank you for your honesty. I really do appreciate you being so straight with me.
It's the only way I know to do business.
Me too. And on those terms, we can't have a deal.
You haven't even heard our offer yet.
There doesn't seem much point.
It's a very good one.
I'm sure it is.
You wouldn't get a better one from any other chain, or different conditions.
I'm not holding out for that.
You certainly wouldn't find anyone prepared to take the personal interest in this I am.
I'm sure. And it was a pleasure to meet you today. I'm only sorry I've wasted your time.
Don't make any hasty decisions. Let me at least email the terms of our offer to you. Give yourself time to consider it.
Yes. All right, then. Thank you, Marion. You've given me a lot to think about.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Alice. I didn't know you were working with us this morning.
Oh, I'm not. Come to borrow some of Mum's big platters for the party tomorrow. You are coming, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm afraid Ian's working.
Oh, that's a pity. But our side of the guest list isn't looking too bad. Dad's not coming.
Probably worried you'd get him in another town crier costume.
Genius. He could announce when the buffet's open.
I gather Kate's gracing us with her presence.
Yeah, I'm Phoebe. And I've asked Anisha and Rex and Pip.
Yeah, heavens. Where are you going to put us all?
There is a question mark over Emma and Ed. She and Chris had a bit of a falling out.
Oh, dear.
But Chris hopes his mum sorted it. I meant to give you that number for the techies.
Techies?
Yeah, I bet you're looking forward to working with us on our new kit.
What new kit?
Well, Price Bauman's, I mean.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought Dad would have told you.
Told me what?
Price Bauman approached him to see if he'd be interested in becoming a partner in its development.
First I've heard of it. What is this new piece of kit?
Tractor-mounted crop sensor. You can use it to fine-tune your fertilizer inputs. That's a theory.
Well, sounds promising. I imagine we'll have a partners' meeting to discuss it, yeah?
Dad's kind of said yes.
What?
Well, he hadn't signed a contract or anything.
Well, I should hope not. When exactly did your firm approach him?
I think it was sometime last week.
Last week?
Just a chat. Two of the techies and Dad. I'm sure he meant to tell you before he went any further.
Are you? Well, I'm not. It's not a question of him going any further. We're supposed to be a partnership.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's a pity Brian doesn't.
I'm sorry, Adam. I wouldn't have said anything. But I thought you'd know.
Oh, don't worry, Alice. I know who to blame for this. And it isn't you.
Hi, Matt.
Anisha, glad to call you.
How can I help you?
I think it's me that can help you. I know how keen you are to meet Latif.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd confirm those dates I suggested for the next lot of pre-purchase vetting.
The two next week?
Yeah, then if he's available.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make those.
Really? But you said they'd be fine when we spoke on Monday.
Yeah, I should have checked the practice diary first. I've got other work on.
Both days?
I'm afraid so.
Well, can't Alistair cover for you? I know how much you enjoy our little trips out to see these horses.
No, we can't. It's a really busy week for the practice.
Well, that's a pity. Apart from these last two viewings, I've pretty much got things wrapped up here.
We have seen eight, and some good prospects.
Yeah, but I was saving the best till last. And it might be the last chance I have to introduce you to Lettice.
Oh, well, that can't be helped.
Well, it could be. If you could put me down definitely for the beginning of the week after next.
Yeah, I'm afraid the practice diary doesn't go that far. I'll have to get back to you.
Okay. I look forward to that.
Aren't you a beauty, Ruby? Yeah, there's a good girl, there's a good girl.
Well, we're getting there. Then all right, Ruby, you can come off your lead. I know Lakey Hill is very exciting.
They're a joy at that age, so full of life.
So, how are things, Oliver?
Well, the truth is, I'm on the horns of a dilemma.
Oh, I see. Well, if it would help to talk.
It might. Would you mind?
Of course not.
I'm thinking of selling Grey Gables.
Oh. Oh, yes, that is a big decision.
I don't suppose you'd be in the market?
Me?
Well, you seem to be buying up most of the rest of the village.
I wouldn't say that. Well, it would depend. I mean, I take it you've had an offer.
Yes, and a very good one.
So, what's the problem?
They can't give me the guarantees I've asked for.
Which are what?
I don't want it changed, Justin. The room names, the furnishing, the staff, especially not the staff.
And they can't agree to that.
Marion, the woman I'm dealing with, says she'll do her best.
Right.
She said she fell in love with Grey Gable's old world charm. I'm sure she'd do her best to take my wishes into account, but...
But I'm presuming she's not the managing director.
No. So, could you make me a better offer?
Well, it's a tempting prospect.
Really?
I'm a fan of Grey Gable's old world charm, too. And I have a lot of time for the way Caroline ran it.
Everyone does.
It will be a splendid addition to my portfolio. But...
I thought there might be a but.
Old world charm can only take you so far when you're trying to maximise profits.
Which is what you want to do.
It's what everyone wants to do. And that might mean redundancies, high staff turnover...
Well, that's my greatest concern. Caroline had such a loyal staff. They loved her. And I don't want to let them down.
It's a hard world out there, Oliver. I'm presuming you need the money or you wouldn't even be thinking about it.
Well, it's more for the future.
I see. Then you have to be realistic.
I know.
And so would I if I took over Grey Gables. If the hotel wasn't sufficiently profitable, I would convert the building to luxury flats.
Oh. I hadn't even thought of that as a possibility.
Well, it's happening all over the place. I know that's something you wouldn't want to see, but...
I might not be here to see it. Oh? My daughter's asked me to come and live with her in New York.
Has she?
Well, not exactly with her. I'd have a sort of granny flat, I presume.
Does that appeal?
Well, it would give me a chance to get to know my grandchildren properly. And they say the fall is very lovely there.
So, do you stay or do you go?
You think it's that simple?
No. Well, perhaps it just comes down to a matter of temperament.
What would you do?
Oh, I'm a fresh woods and pastures new man, as you may have noticed. I'm just about to get married again and set up my umpteenth brand new project.
Yes. I don't know if I'm like that.
You went to Italy.
But that was with Caroline.
I think you need to take some time off from brooding about this.
Maybe I do.
I'm having a round of golf with Brown this afternoon. Why don't you join us?
I hoped I'd find you here.
Oh, not for long. Just grabbing a sandwich before I get off to golf.
This won't take long. What the hell do you mean by coming to a preliminary agreement with Price Bowman about this new crop sensor without consulting me?
Who told you about that?
Alice. She thought I knew.
Oh, I see.
Which I should have done. It's unforgivable.
Do I get a chance to put my side of things?
Oh, you've got a side.
I didn't want to bother you.
Bother me? About a decision that could affect our future relationship with Bryce Bowman?
You were very busy with the harvest and the soft fruit.
The soft fruit's nearly finished.
Adam, these were just preliminary discussions on what was just a possibility. Seemed like an unnecessary distraction for you.
So you were looking out for my stress levels. How thoughtful of you.
I thought it'd be helpful if I dealt with the matter in its early stages.
Yes, helpful to you. Is that the best you can come up with?
It's the truth.
As you see it.
Well, I knew you'd be all for it anyway.
I might not have been.
Oh, come on. When we'd be in on the development of a new cutting-edge technology, what's not to like?
That's not the point.
Plus the chance to buy the kit at a knockdown price.
Is that what they've said? It doesn't sound like preliminary discussions to me.
Well, that was the general gist of it.
Well, I have to take your word for that because I wasn't there.
It didn't need two of us.
Alice said there were two of them.
Well, one techie and someone to translate what he was saying into English.
Yeah, I don't find this amusing, Brian. Far from it.
So I've gathered. But I really don't see why.
And that's the problem. You should have brought their proposal to our new partnership. It's just the kind of thing we should be discussing.
Well, we've discussed it now and you agree with me.
It's just window dressing, isn't it? You don't know how to treat people as partners.
I don't think that's fair. I was the one who set the partnership up.
Yeah, so you could ignore it. Take all the decisions like you always have and think you're doing us a favour if you let us know when it's all settled.
But nothing has been settled.
Well, it doesn't sound like it to me.
Well, not signed anyway, and I've still got all the literature. Take a look at it, see what you think.
Well, it's a bit late for that.
No, it's not. But don't you think you're overreacting just a tiny little bit?
No. I think I've seen the future, Brian. And I don't like what I see.
Ooh, nice shot, Brian.
Very good start.
Ah, well, it's a wonder Adam hasn't put me off my game.
Would it really have hurt to have consulted him?
Yes, it has slowed things up. Isn't that inevitable when you're in a partnership?
Well, I don't want Adam thinking I'm going to come running to him with every little thing.
Not so much a partnership, more a benevolent dictatorship, eh, Oliver?
Hmm? Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Your turn, Oliver.
Oh, yes, sorry. Oh, that was a stinker.
Well, you said it.
I'm so sorry. Better come find it.
What's the matter with him? He's all over the place.
He's got a lot on his mind. He's thinking of selling Grey Gables.
What?
How do you think Peggy would react?
Not well.
Do you think there's some way we could warn her?
Well, I'll get Jenny on it. Peggy will be coming to Alice's party tomorrow.
Good. Oh, and talking of dates, are you okay for the BL board meeting next week?
Yes. Our contract will be renewed, won't it?
Well, it should be just a formality.
If only everything were.
I'm sorry. I'm expecting a... Oh.
Afternoon, Anisha.
Matt, this really isn't a good time. I'm expecting a client.
No, this won't take long. I just had a very interesting conversation with Latif.
I see.
All for your benefit, inviting him to our next examination so you could meet him.
Right.
Imagine my surprise when he told me you'd met him already.
Yes, I have.
Which you neglected to mention this morning.
Well, it was just a lucky chance.
Yeah, very lucky. So, I hear you're working for him now.
Just a bit of locoming.
But you're hoping it will lead to more.
Of course I am.
And now you've snared Latif, you're not going to help me out.
I did good work for you, Matt. You've no reason to complain.
And there was me thinking we were friends.
Oh, we could never be that. Not once I find out what you'd done to Alistair.
Ah. Huh. Yeah, he came crying to you, did he? I wondered how long that would take.
Too long. If he'd told me in the first place, I'd never have touched you with a barge pole.
Very loyal of you.
I'd like it if you left now. You're really not the kind of person I want to do business with.
Oh, believe me, the feeling's mutual.
Good. Then we're quits.
Yeah. Aren't we?
There's enough to feed an army here.
Oh, I think your mum and my mum are indulging in a bit of competitive canapé making.
We'd better make sure people eat equal numbers of both then.
Yeah. We don't want any more family rifts. Mm. Any word from Emmy yet?
No, but that doesn't prove anything.
Oh, she'll come. A family spat isn't worth missing a party for. Adam's coming.
Well, not to your family, perhaps.
Tracy was keen enough. She was the first person to accept.
And she'll be the last person to leave. You do realise that?
That's fine by me.
You say that now. I'm not entirely sure why you're so keen to invite her.
Well, she's a laugh. Besides...
No one can accuse us of being snobbish if she's here.
Oh, the thought had crossed my mind. Mm. Since that seems to be Emma's issue with you. And that's just silly.
I know.
And I do like Tracy. She's a party girl.
Takes one to know one.
Yes. Oh, don't let me go too crazy tonight, though, will you? I've got a meeting with a new client in the morning.
I'll try, but that would involve you listening to me?
I always do. Now, that's the food sorted. So, the really vital question is, have we got enough booze?
This is a washout, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's very nice. Good food, superior wine, civilised conversation.
Boring. Alice is a bit of a wild one. I was expecting a knees up.
Oh, Tracy, you just don't appreciate a sophisticated soiree.
If this is one, you're right. I don't.
Everyone's so old. No, they're not. Well... not as old as all that.
Oh, come on. Peggy Woolley's here.
Oh, she's Alice's grandmother, and this is a family party. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be here.
It must be past her bedtime.
Peggy can be wild too. Jennifer's worried she's been overdoing the gardening.
Oh, hold the front page. Maybe she should give it a rest, though. She's not looking too clever.
Oh, I'm so glad Emma and Ed came.
Not sure they are. Stuck with Pip. Did she know Toby was coming?
I think Rex brought him.
Great, a fitty at last.
Well, looks a bit awkward though, doesn't it?
Your Emma looks like she's at a funeral.
Maybe I should go over.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not abandoning me. Jennifer might come over and start talking to me about books or something.
Well, say something interesting then. Because all you've done so far is moan and drink.
Okay. I want to hear all about this kefir of yours, actually.
Really?
Yeah. How strong is it?
Well, some people find it an acquired taste. But I think once you've added the fruit
what,
to it...
What, you mean like in a cocktail?
No, not as much as that. I mean, it's quite delicious on its own.
Oh, that's how I like it, straight.
Especially my coconut milk one.
Wow, I didn't think you could make booze out of any kind of milk.
Booze?
Though the Irish used potatoes, didn't they, so
well,
I suppose...
Tracy, it's not alcoholic.
You said it was fermented. Isn't it like brewing beer?
No! Oh, not that kind of fermented.
What kind is it then?
Oh, something like yogurt. Though I think it's
yogurt.
Much...
Yogurt? The fuss you were making about it, I thought it was 70% proof at least.
That's much better than yogurt. The fermenting process brings all the healthy bacteria to the surface.
That sounds disgusting. And that's what was in those face packs you were dishing out. Well, you can have mine back.
Oh, fine. I'll give it to Kate. She was very impressed.
Hello, you two. You having a good time?
Well, now you come to mention
oh,
it...
Oh, we're having a wonderful time, love. Thank you.
Good.
But I am a bit worried about Emma. Have you spoken to her?
I thanked her for coming.
Oh, I think you need to do more than that.
Yes, I will, Mum. I promise. Oh, but I need to go and welcome our friends now.
Oh, yes, and maybe we should think about going.
No way. Not when this party's just getting started.
I think that's our signal to leave.
What, now?
Yeah. We've shown our faces. That should keep Mum quiet. Well,
there's loads of people here now.
Stuck-up friends of Alice and Chris.
Yeah, there's our friends too. Pip and Fallon.
Oh, so this is where you're hiding. Got everything you need? Food? Drink?
Yeah, it's been lovely, but we really need to be getting back.
Oh, you can't go now. The oldies are leaving. We can really let our hair down.
We've got to think about our babysitters.
Clary and Eddie. Surely they wouldn't mind.
Of course they wouldn't. We can stay just for a bit longer, eh?
Oh, I wish you would, Ed. There are loads of people I want to introduce you to.
What people?
Well, he was quite the hero of the fate. Ow. I want to show him off.
Do you?
I don't know about that.
Plus, you gave me so many useful contacts when I needed them. I want to return the favour.
Well, people who could give me work? Mm. Well, that would be good, wouldn't it, Em?
I don't know why you have to meet him tonight.
Oh, you know, strike while the iron is hot, as Chris would tell you.
Right, what are you saying about me now?
That you wouldn't want Emma and Ed to go home yet, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Really?
Yes, please stay. We haven't really had the chance to talk.
Oh, well, there you are then. Come on, Ed. Let's lead them to it.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
But Ed, okay, so what is it you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to say I'm sorry.
Are you?
Yeah. I shouldn't have spoken to you the way I did last week.
No, you shouldn't.
I was just surprised, I suppose.
That I wanted a home of my own?
That you'd tell the world about it.
Why not, if that's the only way I can get it? Am I supposed to be ashamed of wanting what you want?
Of course not.
Well, I bet you're thinking about moving now you've paid off the forge.
Well, the cottage is a bit bijou. Got half the party in the garden already.
At least you've got the place to yourself. Clary, Eddie and Joe, well, they're lovely.
No, of course. I just wasn't thinking.
No, because you don't have to. You get everything through Alice.
Emma, I can't help her having money. And it was never why I was interested in her.
I know, it's just... It's made our life so different. It's been a long time since I was able to dance the night away like that.
Oh, Emma. Well, tonight's your chance then, isn't it?
Oh, I love this tune!
Yeah, it's one of my favourites.
Oh, Anisha seems to like it too.
Oh, she's up for anything tonight. Apparently, she's got something to celebrate.
Oh, don't tell me Rex has proposed already.
He is smitten, isn't he? No, it's something to do with work.
Shall we have a break?
Are you kidding? Don't tell me you're tired already.
No, I was just wondering about these contacts.
Oh, I wasn't making them up, whatever Emma thinks.
No, I'm sure she didn't think
she
that.
Clearly did. But the night is young. They shall keep.
Yeah, I suppose they will.
Besides, we can't let Chris and Emma's aunt outdo us, can we?
Tracy, what? Oh, that's a first. Even for Tracy.
Has someone spiked my drink or is Tracy really dancing with Ronnie?
I can see it too, but I wouldn't call that dancing.
And I was worried he might feel left out.
How old is he?
I don't know exactly. Well, I mean, he retired early, but...
He's got 20 years on Tracy, at least.
Doesn't seem to be bothering her at the moment.
No, it doesn't. I thought she liked younger men, but...
Well, that's one thing you can say for Tracy. She's never been very...
Choosy.
I was going to say prejudiced, but...
Although she did turn Roy Dane.
So she says. What was her excuse?
Wasn't a good enough conversationalist for her.
Oh, dear. Ronnie's going to be a bit of a disappointment then.
I don't think she's planning on talking to him much.
Oh, well. As long as they're having a good time.
Yeah, everyone seems to be. Especially Ed. I ain't seen him enjoy himself this much for ages.
Oh, if you need taken out of yourself, Alice is your girl.
Yeah.
You never know what she's going to do next.
Don't do that, Tracy. You'll disturb the goldfish.
Oh, I've got two. My feet are killing me. That Ronnie certainly knows how to bust some moves.
Well, what have you done with him anyway?
He's having a little lie down.
I'm not surprised. I expect you've worn him out.
Lightweight.
Oh, Tracy, the fish! You're right, Alice. You're very quiet.
I'm just wondering what I'd like to do next.
Another dance? Something to eat? What about a glass of water?
Have a paddle with me if you like. Come on in, the water's lovely. Woo!
Oh, Tracy, this is my best shirt.
I think I'd like to climb a tree.
What? Why?
Because they're there. Come on, I'll race you.
Wait, Alice. No, I really don't think that's a very good idea.
Wait for me. I want to climb a tree too.
It's just, well... Having money changes things, isn't it? Not having to think about it all the time.
I'm not going to pretend that's not true. But I know how lucky I am.
I don't begrudge you that, honestly. I don't.
No, I never thought you did. But you're lucky too, Em.
Am I?
You've got something I envy so much. Your kids.
Do you?
Oh, come on, you know how much I love to see them.
I thought you were just being a good uncle. I didn't think you and Alice were anywhere near starting a family.
Well, obviously we can't until Alice is more established on her career path.
Obviously.
But after that, the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned. I can't wait to be a dad. And Alice knows how important that is to me.
Does she feel the same?
Oh, yeah, of course. And now that I finally own the business, well, that should speed things up.
Yeah. I hope it works out for you. So is that what you want a new house for?
Yeah, so I can fill it with lovely kids, like you have.
Chris. Oh, I'm so sorry we argued.
Well, so am I, but there's no need to suffocate. What was that?
I think you mean who. That sounded like Tracy to me.
Come on, Tracy, you can do it!
I can't! I'm stuck!
Just swing on that branch and you'll be down!
Pretend you're Tarzan! Find your inner gibbon! Well, I suppose if I close my eyes...
There you go! I told you!
That's the last time I climb a tree!
But it's so lovely up here!
Well, maybe you should come down too, Alice, eh?
I could do with another drink.
Come on, I'll help you.
No need. I'll just fly.
Alice, what on earth are you doing?
Sweetheart, be careful.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superwoman.
No!
Well, that was fun.
We must do it again.
You are joking.
Oh, I thought my last moment had come.
Right, that is it. We are going home. Of all the stupid, irresponsible...
Oh, lighten up, Emma. It was only a bit of fun.
Fun? Maybe you've forgotten we nearly lost Chris once already. I don't think Mum and Dad would be very amused to be sitting by his hospital bed again.
Oh, Emma.
Or maybe you'd find it funny explaining to my children why Ed's in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
No, that's a bit strong.
No, I don't think it is. Not strong enough. The party's over as far as I'm concerned.
Ooh. She was cross, wasn't she?
Yeah, I better get after her. I'm sorry, I had a lovely time.
Emma takes after her mum, that's her trouble. No sense of humour. Now... where's that fit farrier gone?
Oh, he's here. I married him. You're not cross with me, are you?
Oh, I should be.
But you're not, are you?
Hello, Sleeping Beauty. It's time to face the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bought you a pint of water and two aspirin. Oh,
thank you. Oh, I'm so thirsty.
It's called dehydration.
Oh, I should have had some water before I went to bed. Actually, how did I get to bed?
With a little help from a friend. Luckily, I wasn't quite as drunk as you.
Oh, thank you. You're an angel.
I know.
What's the time?
About nine.
Nine? Oh, no. Oh, I've got that meeting with that new client at 10:30. Oh, Chris, what am I going to do?
Hey, you drink your water and take your aspirin, OK? I'll sort it all out.
Oh, morning, Lillian.
Oh, you've been busy.
Not exactly how I planned to spend my morning.
No, looks like you're having a party too, all these groceries.
Provisions for the picnic tea the Pickers will be having after their cricket match.
Are they in your league? I thought it was just the other village teams.
Well, it is, but Harrison doesn't want us to lose focus after our victory at Waterley Cross last week.
So he's organised a match with your strawberry pickers. Do any of them even play cricket?
Well, of course they don't. Well, a couple might, but...
Ooh, not much of a match.
Oh, it's just a knockabout, really. Nothing formal. An introduction to the game.
Do they want to be introduced? I didn't think cricket was big in Eastern Europe.
Hence the picnic.
Oh, I can see why you're fed up.
To be fair, they'll be going home soon. Some of them have gone already, so it's a sort of farewell party, too.
Oh, it's a nice gesture.
Well, I could have done without running errands for it this morning. There's a field I need to look at. Well, part of a field. It's underperforming, and I can't work out why.
I'm surprised your mum hasn't taken the picnic on. Doesn't she usually look after that side of things?
Well, she wants to go round to Alice's. Anyway, haven't you heard? I'm the official dog's body at Home Farm now. Apparently, that's my new role.
Oh, dear. Is this about your spat with Brian?
You know about that?
Well, he mentioned something to Justin about it.
Great.
Justin took your side.
I'm glad someone did. Oh, it's an impossible situation, Lillian. I don't know what I'm going to do about it.
Oh, dear. You do need cheering up. Look, I've got quite a busy day looking at various properties.
Don't let me hold you up with my whining.
No, that's not what I meant. What I was going to say was I'm at a loose end this evening. Justin's had to go to London.
Well, Ian's working as well.
Oh, so why don't we have dinner? Grey Gables together. You'd be doing me a favour.
Alice, I thought you might be ready for...
Oh, you what?
Had you gone back to sleep?
Well, I was just resting my eyes. Oh, is that a bacon roll?
Yes, just the way you like it, brown sauce and all.
Wonderful. Oh, it's just what I need. Oh, I shan't have time to eat it. The client...
Don't worry, it's all in hand.
You rang work? What did you say to them?
Oh, I got lucky. Melissa answered the phone.
Oh, yeah, she likes you. So, what did you say?
Well, I said you've got a stomach bug.
Oh, like she'd believe that. Bet she wasn't best pleased.
She was a bit sticky to start with, but I said, would it help if you could rearrange a meeting for first thing Monday morning?
Yes. Well, I could do that.
I know. I looked at your diary. I said maybe that wouldn't make such a bad impression on the client.
Hmm. Well put. What did she say?
Well, she said she'd speak to him and get back to me.
When has she?
Yes.
And?
You are in luck, as usual. He said actually that would suit him better.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I thought I'd really screwed up there.
Not this time.
Oh, Chris, I promise I'll never put you in that position again. Oh, what would I do without you?
I don't know. Eat your bacon roll. You might need to keep your strength up, actually. Your mum's coming round.
No, why?
Help you tidy up, she said.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad. Unless... I didn't say anything awful to her, did I?
Oh, not to her, no.
Who then?
Well, I wouldn't say Emma is your biggest fan at the moment.
Oh, no. Did I make things worse between you?
No, I don't think so. Luckily, we'd made up before you, jumped out of a tree.
Well, I did what?
You don't remember?
Dimly, I thought I'd dreamt it. Okay, I'll ring and apologise.
Afternoon, Lillian.
Matt, what are you doing here?
Same as you, I expect. I've come to look at the property.
Well, why would you want to do that?
Oh, I heard about the south of one of my racing mates. He said it was a prime site for development.
That's why I've come too.
Yeah, thought it probably was.
But I'm still in the property market. Thought you'd given all that up.
Yeah, it is a bit self-indulgent. But I was having lunch with a mate in Paxley. I thought I might as well take a look.
You never could resist having a punt.
There's a weakness of mine. One of them, anyway.
Didn't expect to see you again. Now we've got the Dower House sorted. Thought you'd be heading back to Costa Rica.
I shall be. Just a couple of loose ends to tie up, but that shouldn't take long.
So, next week? The week after?
Something like. So don't worry, I'm not any serious opposition this afternoon.
I never thought you were.
You're thinking of making an offer, then?
Well, I'll have to see it first.
Very sensible. But then you always were.
Not about some things.
You were good at reining me back.
Not good enough. Anyway, I've got no intention of offering the asking price. They're taking the mick.
I agree. But I'm sure we could get them beaten down if we try.
It's kind of you to offer, Matt, but I think I can manage on my own. I've had to learn.
Touché.
Sorry for keeping you waiting, ladies and gentlemen.
On the back foot already, that's a good start.
But my colleague has been unavoidably detained, so I've had to take over from him at short notice.
So she won't be up to speed on the details. Better and better.
Anyway, I'm here now. Shall we go in? Now, as you can see, this is the second principal bedroom.
Is it?
Yes, I think so.
That's not what it says in our details.
No? Oh. I'm so sorry. You're right. Of course, this is the master bedroom.
Easy mistake to make.
Yeah, especially when it's so small.
You'll find all the relevant information in your details, and perhaps you'd like a few minutes to look around.
Now's your chance, Lillian. What do you want me to do next?
I've told you I don't need your help.
Well, you've done a pretty good job of playing good cop to my bad.
I felt sorry for her, that's all. You're such a bully.
What's the idea? I soften her up, you go in for the kill.
Oh, poor girl.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. Could we just have a word?
Matt.
Of course, sir. How can I help?
It's about your asking price. It's a joke, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Someone stuck an extra zero on by mistake.
I'm sure the young lady would have her figures right.
Yes. I think you'll find it's very competitive with what comparable houses in the area are fetching.
I think you'll find it isn't. I happen to know that house opposite with your board on it sold only last week for 2/3 of the price you're asking here.
Oh, I'm sure that can't be right. You'd know if it was, wouldn't you, dear?
I'm afraid I couldn't easily verify whether that was true.
Why not?
As I explained, I took over from my colleague at very short notice.
And this isn't my area.
Yeah, well, anyone with any experience could have seen that the figures couldn't be right.
Now, that's hardly fair.
Can I ask if you're actually interested in buying this property, sir?
Why else would I be here?
Good question.
Well, then I will certainly check out all the points you've raised and get back to you.
Now, don't do that until you've spoken to me. I'm serious about putting in an offer.
Ah, oh, I can't believe she fell for that old trick.
Neither can I. A preliminary acceptance.
Yeah, such a low one.
No lower than the house across the road.
Yeah, we always did make a good team.
Yeah. What was your favourite development of ours?
Oh, the paper mill, no question.
Yeah. Yeah, I love working on those conversions.
Ah, oh, no, you did. I've never known a project go so smoothly.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I left something good behind me. And thanks for the lift.
Oh, it's not out my way. I'm meeting Adam for dinner at Grey Gables anyway.
Oh, time for a quick drink first.
No, I shouldn't.
Well, it'll be your last chance to get a free drink out of me.
You really are going?
Yeah, I said I was.
You say a lot of things.
No more horses to look at. Anisha's let me down big time.
Has she?
Yeah, long story. I'll tell you over a drink.
You never give up, do you?
Look, we bought a house together today for positively the last time. We ought to mark that somehow. Don't you think?
Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
I was meeting my aunt in the bar, but I was a bit late and she's not there.
Oh, I see.
I wondered if she'd left a message. Lillian Bellamy?
Mrs. Bellamy. Oh, she went on with Mr. Crawford to his suite.
Oh. Oh, yes, perhaps. Perhaps that was the arrangement. Sorry, I forgot.
Well, I've sent the champagne already.
Have you?
Shall I ring and say you're on your way?
No, don't do that. I'd like to surprise them.
This is wonderful champagne.
Yeah. And it tastes much nicer when you're not drinking it in a crowded bar, right?
Yeah. I'm glad I got to see your suite.
Another last chance.
Worth seeing. You never were one to stint yourself, were you?
Well, that was one of the things you liked about me.
It was one of the things.
So, this is where I try to move closer and you run away, eh?
Yeah. We can't keep doing that.
I know. But it's hard to stop, isn't it?
The champagne was lovely, but I think I should go. Adam will be wondering where I am.
Yeah, well, we mustn't keep Adam waiting, must we? Let me find your wrap.
This is it. Time to say goodbye, then.
One last hug, for old time's sake.
Okay.
Oh, Lillian.
Look, you have to let me go now.
Not even one goodbye kiss? Positively the last?
Matt, we shouldn't.
For what we once were to each other, just remember that.
All right, just to remember that. Look, go inside now. Please don't watch me go.
All right. Goodbye, Pushcat.
Goodbye, Tiger. Oh, where's my phone?
Sorry, darling, can't make tonight. So sorry. Oh, Lillian, what are you doing?
This is the BBC.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.